Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist and author of four books and a new book coming in 2021 called Decision Making Mastery. And welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And I'm just looking out over, a bit cloudy out there, it's a bit hot. What I realise is I've got about 10 minutes in my fresh shirt that I put on before I start sweating. So that sort of keeps the time limit tight. So here in the Life Masterclass, I'm all about increasing your health, vitality, vibrancy, success, wealth, and anything else you want to put into that by providing practical tips, tools, and strategies to help you along the way. So I've got what I plan to do today. There's a particular topic I want to talk about, but I've got a couple other case studies from clients I've worked with recently, coaching clients I've worked with, and a couple of things came up that I thought might be of interest for you. So the first one I'm going to talk about is the downside of adaptability. So one thing as humans, you know, we've got this great ability to adapt to our circumstances, to adapt to changes, to adapt to trauma, to adapt to lots of different things. And this is a beautiful faculty to have. So it has a lot of positive benefits. But what we need to understand with all of our character traits, all of these things in life, is there may be different sides, or on that spectrum, there's one where it's highly beneficial, and at the other end of the spectrum, it may be a little bit detrimental. So I was working with a client the other day, and it was an interesting one. We got talking about relationships, and we got talking about her being in this particular relationship with a person for an extended period of time and wasn't necessarily the right person to be in a relationship with and wasn't necessarily good to her. So it was pretty poor behavior in the relationship, but this relationship extended for a significant period of time. So why do we stay in relationships, for example, when we know it's not the right place to be? So as we looked at, so part of that can be that it's more painful to leave it and go into the unknown than stay in the known and the familiar of that relationship. So that's a piece and part of it. But I wanted to go a little bit deeper actually into something that might be even at a deeper subconscious level. So as I was working with this client and got a bit of her backstory, she told me a story about her parents separating when she was 12 years of age. And then bickered, like, you know, we're constantly fighting after they separated for about 5 years. So what I hypothesized with her was that maybe she saw in this relationship bad behavior between her parents, and she actually got quite tolerant of it. So she adapted to being okay so she could operate between her mother and her father with poor behavior going on in the relationship. So fast forward it to, you know, maybe in 30s or 40s, and in a relationship with someone, there's poor behavior in that relationship. But because you've adapted to it over a certain stage and age of your life, you got very good at adapting to relationships. And it wasn't just the intimate relationships. It might be, you know, poor behavior by friends, in inverted commas, who aren't necessarily great friends, but you adapt to it because of adapting over this period of time when you're younger. So this is what I saw, and it was a bit of a light bulb moment when my client, when they saw it, because they realized, yeah, that is true. I have the ability to adapt, and I put up with this particular stuff because I was trained, or I trained myself to get very good at it. So often there might be behaviors, traits, characteristics that we've developed from the past that served us in that period of time, but might actually not serve us in this present moment. So much of what I teach is about how can we raise our level of consciousness so we can be aware of those blind spots. We can be aware of, this is why I'm showing up in this. And now, once they know about it, once she knows about it, then she can be more, I call myself a strategist, so I'm going to use the strategy word, be more strategic in the future. And what I said to her as a simple strategy, I said, who do you trust the judgment of most to give you feedback? So maybe you're like entering into a relationship and you've got this person that you truly trust and you sort of, you know, 3 months into it, you go and see that person go, what do you think about how I'm showing up in this particular relationship? You know, what do you think? Do you think I'm giving too much? Whatever, you know me quite well. And it might even be a counsellor, it might be a coach, it might be someone else that you talk to that gives you that outside perspective, that external perspective, so you can determine whether you're making good choices in there or if you're just adapting to that poor behaviour again, that habit, that behaviour you developed and became very good at. So that's the first thing, the downside or darker side or the negative side of adaptability. And a lot of the times, you know, the things that are most value for us can actually be the things that hold us back if we're not consciously aware of how we apply those particular traits. So if I'm aware of my adaptability and I have conscious awareness of it, I use myself differently in different situations. I realise, I'm overly adaptive in this particular scenario, so therefore I need to be more conscious that I don't adapt too much, that it starts actually being detrimental to me. Now, I've had a couple other client sessions of late that I thought were quite interesting. There was one that was recent, and again, it comes down to this belief thing. You know, what we believe, what our narrative is, what's the stories we tell, and this comes up every single time in every single coaching conversation. It is a topic I could talk about every single time I come to do a podcast, this idea of what's the dialogue, what's the narrative, what are the beliefs we're telling, which is creating our external reality. So I was talking with a client, and again, it was a relationship conversation. And as they're telling the story and telling different things, and they just said something and then continued on their way. And I'm like, whoa, let's come back and let's have a look at what you just said. And she was telling the story without her really knowing it and really knowing the impact of the story she was telling. But she was telling the story of there's a void in me that exists because I don't have a partner in my life since I separated from my last partner. I'm like, whoa, like, let's unpack that. If you are telling the story that there's a void, it's like there's a hole, there's an emptiness within you, there's a incompleteness. You're not whole because there's this void, there's this space, there's this gap. And if we tell ourselves that story, it's sort of like there's a part of us that is missing, which is definitely not true. But it causes us to, like, if we believe that there's a void and there's this hole and there's something missing, we might be more needy in filling that. And this is, you know, my metaphor was you might fill that with a 6 out of 10, you know, partner that's right for you, rather than, you know, being a full, complete, whole person and finding that person that's the 9 out of 10 for you. So if we have this story that we're telling ourselves that we've got this void, and we have the sense that the void is a negative thing, then we might do different things and make poor choices to try and fill that metaphoric void. So we need to be conscious of these stories that we tell ourselves. So my suggestion for this person was do meditations. Drop into your meditations and drop into the mantras that you add into those meditations that I am whole, I am complete. So come from that place, go into the relationship environment, not with this hole here, because that creates a bit of neediness. And in the coaching world, we say needy is creepy. We want to come into the relationship as whole. So we do the inner work of creating wholeness. And the truth of the matter is we're all whole, we're not broken. All of us are whole, all of us are wholesome. So if we drop into the truth of who we are and realize that we're whole, we're complete, we're not broken, and come from that place, then we can show up with a lot different energy into the relationship space and have a lot more stability and a lot more clarity and a lot more perspective on who might be the right person to be in this intimate relationship with. But if you go in there with a story that you've created that there's a void, that's a different situation entirely. So can you see how these stories we tell don't serve us? And so often, and this is what I find in my clients, is they're unaware of their stories, or if they're aware of their stories or narratives, they haven't taken the time to truly understand the impact on their psychology, their emotional state, and their general energy as a result of the story they're telling. They might think, oh yeah, that's, yeah, I know it's not positive. Yeah, okay, it's not positive, but like really own that. If you own that, how does that make you feel? And if you feel that way, how do you show up? So it has this knock-on effect. And the third conversation I was having recently with a colleague now was saying that he did the yoga teacher training at the practice in Bali. And one of the biggest takeaways, aha moments for him, was when he realized that he could change his beliefs. And we've just been talking about the narratives. So many of us think that we are who we are, what we are is what we are. Whereas this idea of, if the story you're telling isn't a universal truth, so if your story isn't the equivalent of, if I step off the ledge over here and I'm heavier than air, I'm going down. It doesn't matter what color I am, doesn't matter how much money I have, doesn't matter what age I am, that's a universal law. I'm going down because of gravity. Like, that's a universal truth with a capital T. So many of the other stories we tell ourselves don't serve us, and they cause us to be disempowered. So how can I change my story to come across in a way that actually empowers me? And realizing that we can change our stories, and this is one of the big things about 2020, realizing we can change our beliefs. I can have a belief about this person, but find out new information and change that belief. And my ability and flexibility with changing beliefs based on new information coming in is actually part of the evolutionary process and makes me feel as though I'm able to evolve. As new information comes in, as I understand new things, as I have new experiences, I'm able to evolve, and I cut away and drop away the things that don't serve me. I cut away the beliefs that don't serve me. I cut away the stories that don't serve me. I cut away the narratives that don't serve me. So in summary, practical tips, tools, and strategies to take away is, one, become aware of these stories. Be aware that you can change your stories. Be aware that some of the stories you tell have a lot more impact than you imagine, and sit with them and understand what impact they have in your life. And realize that some of the traits that best serve us only best serve us in this circumstance, but don't best serve us in that circumstance. And this is, I like the terminology, behavioral flexibility. Mixed with high levels of consciousness, we decide what is best fit for different situations. It's not a one-size-fit-all. We don't live in a one-size-fit-all world. We're all individual. 7.8 billion people, we've all got individual fingerprints, so we're all individuals. So for you, there's an individual best way of doing something for this situation. It might be different from this situation. So having that high level of awareness, high level of consciousness, and realizing and taking the time to decide what is the best treatment option in this particular scenario, which isn't necessarily going to be the same as something that you've used in the past. I go into a lot more detail on this when I get into my book, Decision Making Mastery, which is coming out in 2021. So keep an eye out for that. That's pretty cool stuff. Okay, I think I've talked for enough. I think you've had enough of me, and I think I'm coming up to my 10 minutes where I start melting and I start having big sweat patches on my arms here. So thank you so much for joining me. And one announcement I want to make, I'm letting people know that I've opened up the enrollment for Consolidation to Breakthrough, which is my 6-month coaching program that I do with 8 selective individuals in, only do it once per year. So that starts 1st of February 2021, 8 people. It's a combination of group coaching sessions plus one-on-one. And in the one-on-one sessions, it can be whatever is most relevant. We can work on business. We can work on how to write a book. We can work on how to develop a business, how to create a product, how to create an online, like whatever it is that is relevant for you. So the spectrum of coaching can be between personal stuff all the way to business stuff, whatever is most valuable for you. So it is a really powerful program, and it is the, in inverted commas, most accessible way financially to work with me. So it's something I love to do, so I'm pretty open about making it as accessible as possible. So if that sounds cool for you, something you're interested in, check out the details below. Reach out to me, carlmassey.com, contact page on my website. You can get in touch with me. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to serve you. So on that note, I hope that you have a fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. And take care.